It's very interesting that Parshas Pinchas is usually the week that Shavuos Tammuz falls, and these three parshas, Pinchas, Matos, Maaseh, and Devarim, which are the reading of the four parshas that 3 weeks coincide, all talk about Eretz Yisrael. This week's parasha we have about the Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael, of how the Nachlos work with Bnei Selofchad. The next week's parasha, you see, with each parasha he talks about it. Now there's a very, very interesting piece, and I've worked it through, and I think there's a lot of very fantastic lessons that we learn from these parashas about Yerusha Eretz Yisrael, Halacha L'maisa. There is, in this week's parasha, a discussion of how to split up Eretz Yisrael. And it says, the Gemara talks about this in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. There's Machlekas over here, Rabbi Yashia and Rabbi Yenison. How did he split up Eretz Yisrael? What's in Mitzrayim Nischal Ka'oretz? Or the Boya Ha'olam Nischal Ka'oretz? Which means as follows, let's get this clear. Let's say you had two people who left Mitzrayim. And each one of these two people had a lot of children. One had one child, one had 10 children. Let's do it that way. One had one child, one had 10 children. If you work it out according to the Yotzei Mitzrayim Nischal Ka'oretz, then ultimately what's going to happen is that the generation who comes into Eretz Yisrael, the one who left Mitzrayim with one child will have one portion. The one who left Mitzrayim with no children, now has 10 children, will also have one portion. That will be split between 10. Okay? So one will have a portion 10 times the size of the other. If you say L'boi Ha'oretz is Chalka Ha'oretz, then you don't work out about who left Mitzrayim. You see how many people are coming into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the one who has 10 children, each one gets a chelik. And the one who has one child also gets a chelik. They get equal chelik. Which means it's a very, very strange phenomena that when you're trying to split up a land, and that land should be fair to those people who are arriving there, actually going to be living there, it should be a svarah to say that you work it out according to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, according to those people left Mitzrayim, if they aren't even going to be living there. They're all dead because they had to die in the Midbar. And now you're going to split it up according to 10 portions. It's a very, very interesting idea of why that is the case. And the Gemara made some kind of compromise, which we won't go into. But the concept behind it is a very interesting concept, and this is discussed in the Siv. And if you have time, Ezra Shem, there's another way of Rosh Hashem Fol Hish. We have the two opposite ways of understanding things. The Siv Shalom says a very, very beautiful piece, and he brings this many, many, many times, and the source really comes from the Rebbe's much earlier on. The Devri Cheskel brings it down. And this is a machlekes Yaakov Avinu had with Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, when he named his children, Yosef HaTzadik named his children Ephraim and Manasseh. Why did he name his children Ephraim and Manasseh? So the Pasuk says over here, bear with me, Ki Nashani Elokim, where is it? V'yikos Shem, Yosef Shem Abchoy Manasseh, let me forget all my troubles. There is cold base of in all that's going on in my father's homes. Right? And the second child is called Ephraim. Made me fruitful in this land. This is a classic case of Sur Mira and Asay Toif. Let's leave behind all the bad. Let's leave behind all my troubles. Nashani Elokim. Let's leave it all behind. And then let's talk about my good Ephraim. Ki Ephraim Elokim. Yosef was of the opinion of Sur Mira, then Asay Toif. The Divrei Yecheskel is brought down from the Baal Shem. They all talk the same thing. Yaakov Avinu had a different shitter. Yaakov Avinu believed that a Sur Mira does not work if you work with the Sur Mira and you involve yourself in the Sur Mira to such an extent. A person can be so despondent, a person can be so miyuyash, that he'll never get to the Asay Toif. He'll get stuck there. So he believed there's another way of Sur Mira. How? Va'asei Toif. Leave the bad behind by doing good. Don't forget about how bad you are. Start doing good. Sur Mira. How? Va'asei Toif. So he said, Yosef HaTzadik says, no, this is my Bechoyer. Manasseh. Yaakovina says, no, Ephraim's a Bechoyer. And now the Machlekes they had, that Nashani Elokim, Ephraim before Manasseh, because Ephraim is a Sur Mira, then Asei Toif, and a Sur Mira by Asei Toif. It's brought down in the Mefarshim. This is Machlokes of Hashem Beis Hillel about the whether you learn you go up or down with the Neres Chanukah. It's all discussed in great length, but that is a Machlokes over here. The same Machlokes applies, says the Solomon Rebbe, says the same thing applies over here when you're coming to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not a country where you're just living the Zionist dream, where a Jewish policeman arrests a Jewish set a bad person. That is not what Israel is all about. Israel is a place, Eretz Yisrael, not Israel. Eretz Yisrael is a place of understanding, the place of we have building ourselves with Kedusha. The Machlokes over here, whether the Eretz Yisrael was split according to the Yetzim or Boy Ha'aretz, is the same Machlokes that is over here between Yosef and his father. Is the idea of coming to Eretz Yisrael, the Doira that's coming to Eretz Yisrael, do they focus on the Sur Mirah? Do they focus on leaving Mitzrayim, the Memtes Sharetumim Mitzrayim, the terrible things that they went through in Mitzrayim, the Avodah Zarah that they went through, the terrible things? Do you focus on building Eretz Yisrael on the Sur Mirah? Do you focus on that? And that is the Man D'Omar who says, Le'yetzim Mitzrayim, focus on those people who left Mitzrayim. That is what they were doing with their life. That is what they were focused on. That is a perception. That's a perspective we should have when you come into Eretz Yisrael with the Sur Mirah focusing on that. The other Man D'Omar says, no. Sur Mirah, separate yourself from bad and say toiv and do good. The other man Doma says no. Very nice to think about the bad, but you'll get nowhere with that. Asay toiv. The boye haoretz nischalka haoretz. The ones who come into Eretz Yisrael, those people who are fresh, those people who come to Eretz Yisrael to build, to establish their yishuv there, to be tachas gafnei, tachas te'inoi, that is what we should focus on. Of course, even the Man D'Omar who says that it's a asei toiv, there's also a sumeran asei toiv in that. Those 7 years of fighting, it's a sumeran, and asei toiv of kibush and benir. Of course, within that as well. But what is a focus on? Is a focus on the Sur Mirah? Is a focus on the Asay Toiv? That was a machlekas over here, says in Siva Shalom, is a machlekas over here, what's going on over here? Now, I believe that could fit into a lot of very interesting pieces over here. The B'nai Tzolofchot is rare to find. It is rare to find a Rashi and a Parasha that is so complementary to anybody. You get Noyach, if Tzadik Ha'ibah Deresov. You get Rashi over here, B'nai Tzolofchot. It's enviable. And Moshe Rabbeinu hardly got that. I mean, it's talking about Chachmonios Heim, Darshonios Heim, the Zoycha to get it through them, Megalgalim Zchus Ale Dei Zakai. They got everything. What was the Pikchus, the Chochma, what's behind that? So I believe, and B'derech Efsha, I just don't think I should be too apologetic about this, because I think it's true. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, our father was not involved. Avinu Meis, Avinu Meis b'midbar, our father died in the midbar, and he was not involved in the chet. He never died in the midbar because of the chatoy. So it's a machlekas over here in Rashi. Who was their father? Who was their father? So it's a machlekas over there who the father was, whether he was Salah, is Mekoshish Eitzim. He's the one who cut down the Eitzim on Shabbos, and that's why he got killed. Or he was one of the people who went up to Eretz Yisrael a little bit too enthusiastically. They're called the Mapilim. The Mapilim. There's a Machlekas, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel. Perhaps one can say that the same concept we've been talking about in the past of the Sumerana Seitoiv is a Shaila over here, who their father was. Was their father, the Mekoshish Eitzim, is somebody who is very much focused on the Surah Mirah. In fact, we say the Shem Shemaim is Chavno, he did it the Shem Shemaim. Did it all to show Klal Yisrael how terrible it is being Mechal Shabbos. He was the pinnacle. He was the quintessential. He was the man who showed what it is to be a Sur Mirah. He got killed for it. But it was over the top. He shouldn't have done it. He was Sur Mirah over the limits. He should never have done it because Klal Yisrael would have kept two Shabbos. We would have gone to Eretz Yisrael. Here is a Sur Mirah to the extreme. Says B'nai Tzolofchot. Whether it's a Sur Mirah, I say to you, right, why come to Eretz Yisrael? If it's a Sur Mirah, our father was not. We know the message of Sur Mirah. We know how to limit the Sur Mirah to the extent that we won't follow our father. He was Sur Mirah to the extreme. We're not going to do that. What's the other extreme? The other extreme is the Mapilim. Who are the Mapilim? The Mapilim are people who are over enthusiastic to go into Eretz Yisrael when they were told not to. These are super Asay Toivs, overdoing that Asay Toivs. He says, don't go! Don't try to get there, so they won't manage. No, we can do it. Nobody's going to stop us. That is Asay Toiv to the extent that you're overdoing Asay Toiv. Says B'nai Tzolofchot, our father died, and we know the message of our father. We know the message of a sumara and a seitoiv. We know not to be like the makosh eitzim of too much sumara. We know not to be like the mapilim, like the mapilim of too much a seitoiv. We know what's going on, and that could be pshat within the loshon of the posuk. The posuk says, and it's very meduyuk. The posuk says, bear with me. Vatikravno b'nois lofchod ben Chefe ben Gilod ben Mochir. Wow. Okay. Ben Menashe lemishbachas Menashe ben Yosef. Yeah. So Chefe ben Gilod ben Mochir ben Menashe lemishbachas Menashe. Who had on the front door? They had the mishbachas Menashe. It just says ben Mochir ben Menashe. Should say ben Yosef. What's mishbachas Menashe? Menashe is, the Mishpachas Menashe is this whole Mishpacha, Yaakov and Yosef Mishpacha thing, of what Menashe is, whether it's Sumira and Asay Toiv, they were very clear who they were. The Mishpachas Menashe, we know all the lessons that was going on, not only Menashe, the Mishpachas, the Yaakov Avinu's context of Sumira, we know exactly what we should be doing. There are Darshoni Yosef, there are Chachmoni Yosef, they knew exactly what our purpose was in Eretz Yisrael. Of this Sumira and Asay Toiv, they got it perfect, and therefore that is why they preempted the attack of Moshe Rabbeinu. That is the kits in a nutshell, the mahalach lechayra according to the Nesiva Shalom. There's one very, very, very beautiful pshat which I saw from Shamshon Fol Hish, Shamshon Ben Raphael Hish. He says a fantastic pshat, and this is something which I believe is very, very relevant to today's generation. And I attempt to give it over to the Talmidim who I have in contact with, who are Balei Tshuva. And what happens is, you know, there are people who are fortunate to have values given to them at birth, not necessarily Jewish values, not necessarily what frum values, and they didn't learn Gemara, didn't learn Chumash, not, but there are certain values of decency, of honesty, of tenacity that they're given over. And many people from the outside come and they reflect on the message of Yiddishkeit and they become frum. And what happens is, after a short period of time, they become frumer than thou, and they look down at their parents and they don't appreciate their parents. And because their father doesn't know how to read, or he does know how to read but has a funny accent, or he doesn't have a funny accent but they can skop trop vassaman much better than their father, they somehow look down at their father and say, you know, out of them, you know, with a bit of sympathy in their thing, but they're holding where they're holding. Klal Yisrael went through a midbar with 40 years with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Sori Alofim, Sori Meir, Sori Asoros. There's never been a generation that was called a Dor Deah, a knowledgeable generation. People who knew their stuff. They knew they had the best rebbes in the world. They had no Machlekes Shammai and Hillel, because there was no Machlekes. There's no breakdown in Mesira. They knew exactly what's going on. Fresh stuff. This was a sheer klali every day from Moshe Rabbeinu. These people came out. The time they came into Eretz Yisrael, these people were unbelievable. They were the biggest Talmidei Chacham ever in history. And they come into Eretz Yisrael and say, ah, we are the ones that are coming in. Baruch Hashem, Talmidei Chacham Yashin Eretz Yisrael. Says the Torah, no. Le'yotzei Mitzrayim is Chalka Haaretz. Very nice, you big Talmidei Chachamim. But you know what? I'm giving back to Eretz Yisrael according to those parents who left Mitzrayim. Who are those people who left Mitzrayim? They died long ago. These were people who are laborers. These people who are calloused hands. These people were Amaratzim. Right? These people weren't deserving of Eretz Yisrael. Yoyisim Mitzrayim is Chalka Haaretz. L'boy Haaretz is Chalka Haaretz. We're the Talmidei Chachamim. Says no, says Rabbeinu Shleilam. You're wrong. Without these people with those values that left Mitzrayim, without these people not falling the Nun Shari Tumah, these people who did not change their language and their clothing, well, then you would never have reached the way you got to now. Therefore, even you big, fantastic Dor Deah coming to Eretz Yisrael, and you're Dor Deah and you come to Eretz Yisrael with all your big Talmidei Chachamim, remember the Yoyisim Mitzrayim. Remember those people who gave those values, who gave you the ability to leave Mitzrayim in the first place, because without them, without those values, without those wonderful things they gave you, even without the Torah, but without those values, you'd never be willing, never be zeichet to come to Eretz Yisrael. You know, we have to be very, very grateful that we're here. But the message of Eretz Yisrael is not the dream that the Herzl has. The message of Eretz Yisrael is a sur mirah and there's an aseh toiv. There's a sur mirah and aseh toiv. Or sur mirah by doing aseh toiv. That is Eretz Yisrael. That's how it says Chalka Haaretz. And also we have to remember that even if we were Baruch Hashem zeichet to live in Eretz Yisrael, we can't look down at people, our parents, they're living in the Chutz Haaretz. They gave us the values, they gave us the abilities, they gave us the strength to reach where we're up to, and that is a message of this parashah, which will be zoich b'Hashem within the 3 weeks to have binyan b'Abayis. Yashar Koyach.